slick trigger finger for Her Majesty. Another one with the golden tongue, poison in your fantasy. Another bill from a killer, turn a thriller to a tragedy. Yeah, darling, open a wall and walk it back. A drop in the water, a look in the eye.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Greg I., and Eric behind the glass. Now, if you ever put that curtains and it goes down when Kathleen is there, we will be wondering what you're doing, Eric.
This isn't the back of a limousine.
But it's bigger.
It is.
All right.
I'm dancing like it's the back of a limousine.
Yeah, he's
you
want to
check that out? You know, Eric said that this one's not a very good Bond song. I think it is. Quantum of Solace is Another Way to Die by Jack White and Alicia Keys.
I like the movie, but the music's forgettable.
I didn't care for that movie, but the music I liked. And when you blast this on your car stereo down the
which I never do.
I blast this on my way here. This is
the
my
one
jam.
You blast.
Yeah. I was jamming to this.
I don't know about that. Well, speaking of cars, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, right here in Phoenix, off 3310 East Thomas Road. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or visit them online at alexandersautorepair.com.
Remember, one of our guests said it was okay to dance in studio.
They did? Who
yeah.
was that?
The girl from Dusk Till Dawn, the redhead. Really, really cute redhead
with
that
the blue
we were supposed
eyes,
to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you were freaking out over.
Oh, yeah, that I was supposed to go to trick-or-treating. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's
still
her name?
Her.
You don't even remember her name?
Something with a B.
Ooh. Barbara.
Nope.
Brianna
or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, something like
yeah.
Brianna.
It was something really cute, and you know what? All I remember is she was really talented. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, Breakthrough Entertainment's Days of Our Lives Christmas Spectacular. We've got to review Spectre. If you have seen Spectre and you're joining us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment, then send us your mini review. And if you're listening to us on KPHX AM 1480. Give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, 1480, or join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com.
You still have to look at the number?
Yeah, in case I mess up.
Oh, come on, Joseph.
I got so many things to remember. Okay, so Spectre opened yesterday. Daniel Craig reprises his role of James Bond, who receives a cryptic message from his past that sends him on a trail to uncover a sinister organization, while M, played by Ralph Fiennes, battles political forces to keep the Secret Service alive. Bond peels back the layers of deceit to reveal the terrible truth behind Spectre. This is Daniel Craig's fourth outing.
Okay.
As James Bond.
He's been outed?
No.
Got him.
You know, I never liked James Bond, any James Bond movies. I never liked him until Daniel Craig hit the scene with Casino Royale.
He's won the poll again.
He's by far the best James Bond.
Yes, I heard.
Casino Royale was an excellent movie.
Yeah.
And because they rebooted it and everything like that. Quantum of Solace, I didn't think it was that spectacular. Skyfall was excellent. This... You know, let's see. All right. The heart-pounding opening scene of this movie, the extravagant Day of the Dead set piece, is worth the price of admission in and of itself, in my opinion. I think that's the highlight of the movie.
The opening scenes are always just spectacular.
Yeah, and especially this. I mean, it's Day of the Dead. I know my friend Christine is out there at Day of the Dead, the festival in Tucson.
What's she doing?
Dia
de
la Muerte.
Dia de los Muertos. Yeah.
What is that about?
It's like a parade, like you saw in the movie. There's a big parade and everything like
what
that.
What does that mean? Yeah, the dead people show up?
Yeah.
And what do they do? You mean, is that for ex-wives or something?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. You know, that's merely a small fraction of this 2.5-hour movie. It's a 24th installment of the James Bond film franchise. There are certainly several moments of downtime during this movie, but the story is quite complicated as well. No? Did you think it was... Okay, all right. I'm going to wait. It attempts to close out the Daniel Craig era... In the 007 saga, but the basic formula that has made the series such a success is still there, and the explosive action sequences are more than enough to keep audiences on the edge of their seats. Not the best James Bond movie, but it certainly kept me entertained for 2.5 hours. You know, I liked it. Huge thumbs up. Dave, You don't look like you're giving it a thumbs up.
It's certainly not the best James Bond movie. In fact, it's probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. No, truly. The start of the movie, I have to admit, was a lot of action. There were 8 words said probably in the first 5 to 10 minutes. No dialogue.
That's great.
Well, it was great, but, you know, him falling on a couch, come on, give me a break. That wasn't even funny. It was completely stupid when the building fell and there happened to be a couch there. I guess that's what high-paid actors get. But then it was slow for 15 minutes, then a little bit more suspenseful. Then the car chase was okay. Then it got slow again. Not much dialogue. Long and drawn out. Then the plane action was pretty good. The scene with that type of action with the plane. And then it was slow again. Then the train action. So they got, you know, airplanes, trains, everything in there.
John Candy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then after the train action, the girl who was cute, by the way.
Leah.
No, she's cute.
No.
Come on.
I don't think so.
Are you?
What's
kidding?
Her name?
Look
Leah.
Her up.
Leah something
cute.
Or other. I can't
oh,
pronounce her last
gosh.
Name.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I think she's cute.
No.
And then they go, then they said to Daniel Craig, the girl, what do we do now? So then they had the gratuitous sex scene, and not a very good one either. It wasn't even good. No, really. They had to put in the sex scene. It almost looked like, you know, plug and play. Like, oh, yeah, we got to have 4 action scenes, 1 sex scene that was really not good, and a bunch of random scenes put together. It was cheap. It was weak. It was disjointed, poorly written, boring. I rest my case. Do not see this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Do not see that. And no. Sean Connery was the best of all the James.
No,
Bond.
No.
He was until Daniel Craig came along.
Now, that was before your time, for sure. But,
she's seen him.
Yeah, but it was before your time. I mean, that was when James Bond started, and I was a young guy. Which one do you like the best the whole package? I thought Sean Connery was fantastic.
What?
Package. So what does Kathleen think?
I agree with Eric.
So Daniel Craig?
Yes.
So you
which
like
package
Daniel Craig.
Which package did you like?
Daniel Craig's package.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Daniel Craig.
Come on, guys. We all know that Timothy Dalton was the best one.
You're talking about packages.
Oh, yeah. Do you like Timothy Dalton then? Or Pierce Brosnan?
Like it. We watch Penny Dreadful. He's good in that.
How about that other guy, Roger Moore? Was he good?
Yeah, you know what? When I was a kid, I loved Roger Moore. Mm. But looking back at his movies, they were like cartoonish.
Oh.
Well, they tried to add a little bit of the humor to this, but it's not too much. I expect it, based on other reviews, I think that people are looking into it a little bit too much. Like, you know, it's got to be just so excellent, the standard that this is, that James Bond is. I think it's a really good movie. I mean, it's not, again, it's not going to beat Skyfall, but nothing is.
That was the best James Bond ever.
I did like Skyfall, yeah. I will say.
But Léa Seydoux?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
She's mildly attractive.
Oh, mild.
I don't think so.
You're right.
I don't think so. No.
5.5, perhaps, out of 10.
Then I'm not going to dinner with her.
I'd go 6.
Hey.
No. We'll go up a 6. Okay, Joseph, you take a 6.5.
She's only a 6?
No, I won't go with 6.
Yeah, I'll give her a 6.
I'll give her a 4.
What would be a 9 or 10?
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Oh.
You're sitting there with your fiance, for God's sake. What's going on here?
I don't know if I'd kick anyone out of bed.
Kathleen, come back. Come back.
One of our meerkat watchers.
The Titanic. Come back. Come back. Remember they said that? When the guy was sinking down, Leonardo?
One of our meerkat watchers says, Bond movie was dark, simple, but yet refined. Less focused on gadgets, more focused on the plot. Great movie, and the opening scene was great. Bond girl is hot.
Wow, that guy's going to take your job, Joseph.
They, George Lazenby, they like George Lazenby. Someone else says that they're going
to
go see it tonight.
I think you should see it.
Then find us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com. Let us know what you thought of
Women should
Spectre.
Go see it just for the package.
George Lazenby ruined his own career because he thought James Bond was beneath him.
You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was supposed to do like another 2 or 3 James Bond flicks. And
Which guy was that?
George. He screwed up his own career.
I don't know him. George who?
Lazenby.
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mission Impossible, the last 3 of them, blows this one away, though.
No.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, definitely not. This is better than the last
OMG, as
Mission Impossible. And you know what? Even The Man from U.N.C.L.E., I finally saw The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I didn't see that.
It's actually better than this. Even, you know, it is? And it's not even that excellent. Wait, is it better than? Well, no, this is better than that. I don't know what it. Better than Mission Impossible. See, you're confusing
me. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is better than Mission Impossible.
Are you on camera now?
Yes, I am. I'm confusing myself. This.
I'm ready for that tasty coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make some coffee. But before we get to that, we've got a great interview coming up after the break. But we said nothing's ever going to beat Skyfall, including the song, of course.
And this is the best James Bond song ever.
I would agree.
In my opinion. Well, besides Paul McCartney, Live and Let Die.
We're going to get to
is
that.
Is this Die
well,
Another
yes.
Day by Madonna?
No. Adele.
No, the top three songs are the one we're going to hear, and View to a Kill by Duran Duran, and Paul McCartney, Live and Let Die. Those are the three.
I'm actually giving Eric the chance in our last hour to pick his songs. I never let him do that, but there's so many Bond songs.
Oh,
Eric
really?
Gets to play DJ.
Oh, excellent.
So, but this is Skyfall, Adele.
Adele. I had an aunt named Adele.
I think it won the Oscar, didn't it?
Or is that the part of Adele?
I hope so, it's an awesome song.
And she's back again, Adele.
Yes. Yeah. Hello.
Hello who?
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah.
You want to
hello.
There's enough food at the buffet for her.
Yeah.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Skyfall.